Well, hello, my friends. I am John.
And I am Tina.
And it's Voice Coaches Radio.
Radio.
I don't know if the echo thing's working.
Listen, I can't do it at the same time. The delay is definitely me, all right?
All right. So today, let's talk about something that that I think many voice actors or people getting into voiceovers wonder about and also maybe miss the boat on, which is making connections. That'll be the name of this episode, making connections. And what exactly does that mean? I mean, putting yourself out there. Once you're a voice actor, especially once you've had coaching, once you've made your demo, once you've learned all the things you need to learn, don't be shy. That's the thing that people are. I think people are shy. Simple things like telling every person you know you're a voice actor, you'd be shocked at how many people in your circle can help you, but you didn't know they could help you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I had someone tell me that once. They said, I go to this fella, he's a limo driver. He came through our program and he said, I have breakfast with another limo driver. Like he drives for like a fleet. I have breakfast with another limo driver once a week. We're like old buddies. And he said, oh, you know, they say, hey, what's new? He goes, oh, well, I just finished my voiceover program, actually. I just recorded a demo with voice coaches and blah, blah, blah. And it tells him the whole thing. And the guy goes, oh, well, that's weird. Do you know that my brother works for an ad agency that actually hires people all
there
the time?
There you go.
And he said, wait, why wouldn't you have told me that? He goes, why would I tell you that? Yeah. There would be no reason for that to come up, that where my brother works, unless you say something like this. And so he said, I could put you in contact with him and maybe he could point you in the right direction if he can't help you or whatever. So there's an example of where you, there's people in your life that probably have connections you're not aware of.
Absolutely.
And so tell everybody you know what you do.
Yes.
So that's one way we talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. The friends and family, that's the first thing I tell people when we go into our last couple of classes and talks about getting your voice out there. Tell everybody and anybody you know. You never know who may need a voice. And even if your friends and family say to you, they don't need you, but all of a sudden they're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And that mentioned voice acting, anything like that. And then they just go, oh, Mary told me she does that. Here's your information. So definitely use the friends and family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You just, when we get into that whole marketing class, when we talk about the marketing class and just getting, you know, getting our voice out there, that's the first thing I said, definitely friends and family. And then we talk about, you know, making other connections with businesses, local businesses, you know, when I'm originally from the area, lived in Cincinnati for the longest time. Came back. That's when I also work in radio, in between radio jobs. This was before email, and I had to send my demo on a disc, right? Through the mail, through the mail, right? But the town that I live in, I found out the owner's name of the local businesses, and I sent them to all the local businesses, and I said, I'm a local voiceover artist. I can do your on-hold message for you, any videos, any corporate trainings that you have. I can do that for you. And I sent them out that way. They looked at me as a local business. Local businesses usually want to support other local businesses. So I got a ton of business that way. And even those businesses that I did like their voice message, they referred me to other people.
Yeah.
So it's things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even just don't be shy about talking to people. Like, I'll give you an example. Here's an improbable place that you would get a voiceover job. My wife and I went to a Renaissance festival. They have one in the area over at, I forget what it's called, the Apple Place in Altamont. Well, anyway.
Some orchard.
Yeah, they have a Renaissance festival every year.
Yep.
And so we went over there just for fun, you know, you walk around. And I stopped at this one booth they had there, and it was a guy who had a trilogy of fantasy novels. And so we were just chatting, and I said, oh, yeah, I'm a voice actor. He goes, really? And I said, he goes, I'm looking for a voice actor to do my trilogy. I said, really? And now, full disclosure, I have zero interest in that because I don't like doing audiobooks because for me, from doing this for so long, it's not worth my time. But I said, oh, that's cool, man. I know a ton of voice actors. I said, it's not really in my, it's not the avenue I really pursue, but I know a lot of voice actors. I know some really good ones. And so I got his card and I actually passed him off to another voice actor that came through our program actually. Mm-hmm. And he ended up getting the job doing a trilogy of books. So just me talking. Hey, I'm a voice actor. I'm a voiceover producer. And next thing you know, they're interested, right? Mm-hmm. So just telling people, again, now they want to hear it. It's not like they're going to be like, take your word for it, right?
Because
I know the guy I passed it off to, he wanted samples. He wanted he wanted to hear the demo. And so you have to be a real voice actor at that point. You can't fake your way through it.
Yeah, no.
It only goes so far. But I would have never even gotten that opportunity for someone else, you know, without just chatting with the person.
Yeah.
So I think that's it's super important. But also, you know, join your local organizations. And yes, a lot of these are paid, you know, anytime you join anything. Right? But like your local ad club area, every area has a local ad club, short for advertising. So local advertising club. And the reason to join is in the name. Just look it up online, your area. Every city has one. And it's an organization of businesses that advertise. Mm-hmm. Right? This is the reason to join, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, people get, you know, because, you know, we've talked about how most of the industry, 90% of the industry is narrative. So when I'll say that to someone, they'll go, oh, but that sounds, it's advertising. I go, no. Yes, all these companies advertise, but they also all do training material.
Yes.
They all do voicemail systems.
Mm-hmm. That's narrative.
Yeah. And along the same lines, if you're a regular of another business, like for example, let's say you're someone who goes to the same jewelry store all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know the people there.
Yeah.
Mention to them what they do.
Yes.
Because you don't think they'd want to use a customer?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's a real voice actor who's right in the area?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So things like that people don't think of. Just keep telling people what you do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, I do mention sometimes to students, especially if they do a commercial demo, I will say to them, you know what? Send it to your local radio stations. Now, I work in radio, and I do also tell them this. Majority of the times you hear those commercials, that's your local talent. That's the people who are on air. We have to. That's part of our job. But I do also see at times, sometimes there will be other people coming in to do those commercials. So it's not a guarantee, but it's also just getting your, you know, sending it out there.
Sure.
They may reach out to you. They may not, but you at least tried.
Yeah, I mean, so you don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Yes,
I would never discourage anyone from doing anything. You know,
absolutely.
I think, and maybe you could tell me more about this because you're in that environment. I always assume that when you hear a different voice actor on the radio who's not the on air talent, that voice actor was hired maybe by the client. No, was it hired by the station?
It will depend. It will depend. But majority of the time, it is hired by the client. That will go to an agency or something like that.
Yeah.
But it just all depends. It really does depend. So
okay, that's cool. That's great. That's good to know. So there you go. It really is about making connections and chatting with people and even your local chamber of commerce.
Yes.
Right. Go to local chamber of commerce. I once got a job, just going to my local chamber of commerce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was wild. I was there and they were talking about this beer festival they're going to do on the river. And then I introduced myself and it just so happened because it was a small town where I live. There had never been a voice actor that had ever been to that meeting. Mm-hmm. And so they were like fascinated. They're like, oh, what do you do? What do you do? And then they started talking about, okay, well, we need to just do this beer festival. We need to advertise. Mm-hmm. And then I raised my hand. I said, funny you say that. That's actually what I do.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm doing the voiceover for this beer festival.
Yeah.
You know, doing little things like that.
Well, that's it. And I also tell that to people who go to the local chamber. And I do say, the first thing I do say to them, I said, 1,000,000 to 1, you're going to be the only voice actor in that meeting. I go, so you're not in competition with all those other local businesses. Yep. You're there to help them. And that's how they're going to look at you.
Absolutely.
You are there to improve their business, especially with a professional on hold message now. They'll definitely want that. And they have, like you said, they've got those corporate trainings, you know, and even if it's not a big corporation, they still all have those trainings.
Yep.
Every owner has one of those trainings. You have to, I think.
100. Yeah. And that's the thing I tell people is I think sometimes we as voice actors think of it the wrong way because this is a creative and artistic industry. Mm-hmm. So we think this thing where, oh, I'm going to join organizations. I'm going to join websites, message boards of people like me. No, don't do that. There's no point. Yes, you don't need to do that. Yeah, I get it. There's a camaraderie. You feel like there's camaraderie or there's a...
Yeah.
That's fine. But really what you should be doing is joining organizations of people who hire voice actors because you're going to be the only person. Imagine being... You could make this any business you want besides voice acting. Mm-hmm. Imagine being the only lawyer in your area.
Yeah.
You're getting all the business. Imagine being the only voice actor mm-hmm. who actually goes to the local chamber of commerce yes. meeting.
Yeah.
You're the only person offering that service at that meeting where there's probably five realtors there, mm-hmm. eight lawyers, 18 restaurant owners.
Yeah.
You're the only person offering that particular service.
Yeah. When I did send out my desk email, I got a ton of referrals
yes.
from people because they heard the voice message and they're like, hey, who's that? You know, and like, yeah, here's their card. Here's her card. Give her a call.
And that is how the industry works. I always tell people, you're mm-hmm. not out, you know, the hardest job to get as a voice actor is your first voiceover mm-hmm. job. What happens after that typically is the same people hire you again and again.
Yes.
The same people recommend you again and again. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, there are people who are recommending you. This is an industry where we tend to use the same people. It's one of the greatest things about the industry because once you start to get voiceover work, it becomes steady work for you. Now, of mm-hmm. course, you have to become that person.
Yes, you do.
And that mm-hmm. is all these things we're talking about. So, just make connections. Start with the people right in your inner circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet you that most people would be surprised. Mm-hmm. I bet you most people would be surprised. I bet you there's someone in your circle that has mm-hmm. some connection to someone either in this industry or related to this industry.
I have a perfect example of that. I had a student who she came in for narration. That's all she wanted to do was narration. We did their narration demo. She told her friend that I think she didn't tell anybody else. Nobody else, and just her friend that she was doing this. Her friend invited her to a fundraiser, and it was a fundraiser for her friend's company that also teamed up with iHeartRadio. They were sitting at the big table. This woman got back to me and told me all this, and her friend said to her, switch seats with me because the woman next to me is a bigwig at iHeartRadio. So she switched. She says, I'm chit-chatting away. And then she goes, out of the blue, I said, in my mind, I go, I need to mention to her that I just did my demo. And she did. And the woman says, send me your stuff. And she goes, yeah, but I did narration. You guys are commercial. Woman said, it does not matter. She's now doing commercials for iHeartRadio.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
If she did not tell her friend, it would have just been, she would have been sitting at that seat and that is it.
And I've met voice actors who actually have said that to me. They've said, I don't tell any of my friends.
Yeah.
They say that. And
I
go, why?
I get it all the time.
Well, I'm embarrassed and I don't mm-hmm. want them to like make fun of me or I don't want them to, you know, so I just don't tell them because the big thing is if I fail, I don't want them to know I failed.
Yeah.
It's a mistake.
It's a mistake.
Tell everybody. And believe me, when you're pursuing the thing you really want to do, mm-hmm. Most people, and there's exceptions, but even those people are jealous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
most of the time people are like envious. They're like, oh, and you might even inspire someone. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? That's so cool. I want to do something that I really want to do too.
Yeah.
And even the people who tease you or say something, believe me, they're also envious.
Yes,
they are. wishing they did the thing they want to do.
They can't believe they're like, wow, they did that. I can't.
But that's
the reason why they don't give you that positive feedback.
There's a lot of people who self-sabotage. It's self-sabotage, you know? It's like the people who think they're just going to be whatever. And I always try to relate it to something. You can't just be an electrician. I'm just going to do it. And then they complain. Mm-hmm. I tried to be a voice actor. How'd you do that? Mm-hmm. Well, I just told people I was a voice actor, but you didn't know. Wait, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You didn't do anything?
I bought a microphone.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to get voice coaching. You have to. This is the day and mm-hmm. age where you are, as a voice actor, when you go out there, there's other voice actors out there mm-hmm. that are real professionals. So you also have to be a real professional. You're not competing against those people otherwise.
No.
Cool. So there we go. Yeah. Make connections. And any other ones you can think of off the top of your head or?
No.
All right. There we go. I mean, there's everywhere. Just tell everybody.
That's the biggest thing.
Even things that you don't expect. Like I said, Renaissance Festival, who would think mm-hmm. of that?
I know.
Anywhere you go, if you're mm-hmm. chatting with someone for a second, just say, hey, I'm a voice actor, you know?
Yeah, you just never know who they might know who will need a voice actor.
You know what you get a lot of times is, what's that?
Yeah.
How many times do you get that? I say, I'm a voice actor, what's that? And then when you explain mm-hmm. to them, they go, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so awesome. Well, again, you want to make a connection with me, John G mm-hmm. at voicecoaches.com.
Or Tina at voicecoaches.com.
And again, don't forget, I do an intro voiceover webinar, intro to voice acting webinar. Go to our website, voicecoaches.com. Mm-hmm. You can sign up there on our ticketing platform. And if you put the code Podin, P-O-D, you get 50% off.
That's a deal.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. And you get a chance to meet me. You get a chance to read to me at the end if you choose to do that. And who knows where it'll take you. But awesome. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful whatever afternoon.
Yeah. Day.
Day?
Yeah.
Evening? Whatever you're listening to this. Make it wonderful.
True.
All right, we out.